Hello and welcome to Heart First with Jess King. I'm Jess King. You know, there were so many things I wanted to talk about today, and I know I'm actually meant to share with you soul realignment. This is a healing modality that has absolutely opened my heart and consciousness in all sorts of new ways. I'm now practicing it. And I keep referring to it in various videos. I keep popping onto Instagram talking about it because I really don't see that much out there on it. And it could be that I'm just not in the right communities for this. But I'm led to share it because it is this way of healing is so powerful. And I'm not trying to sell myself to you. It's not something for everyone, but it is absolutely something that I'm personally experiencing tremendous growth and healing with, and that I have the great honor of sharing with some of you and hearing your stories. And that just overflows my heart with all sorts of awesome energy and gratitude. So anyway, soul realignment, what it is, basically it's this way of, it's a way of understanding who we are as souls, when we were created from source, universe, God, regardless of your vocabulary. I'm going to just use these words interchangeably. I'm going to actually use source because that one resonates for me a little more. I feel like it just sort of covers broadly. So when you were created from source in your first incarnation, you or each of us was a direct expression of source, perfection. Okay, we were designed to give and receive energy as souls in certain ways. This energy is known as vital force energy. It's called different things, and you hear about it in yoga. I'm by no means a yoga expert, so I'm just going to say vital force energy. So we're designed to give and receive energy in a certain way. And when we do that, when we make everyday decisions that is in alignment with our natural way of being, we're creating abundance. We are basically living in this flow state that, you know, you hear so much about and I keep talking about, this beautiful state where everything literally just flows, you know? And so few of us know what our divine energy centers, because you can have either one or two. 70% of people have one, the other 30% have two. And when you know this information, it's just incredibly empowering. As a practitioner, I look this information up for you, and this information alone would be worth the session, I believe, in the ways that it gives you just a deeper understanding. It's probably going to validate things about yourself that you already know in this way, but just having this information, then when you're making everyday decisions, which I think I just spoke about it in the last episode or maybe the one before, I think it was last week. You're creating abundance. So when you know your divine energy center, you're just like, it's like universe is supporting you in all sorts of ways that you might not even realize. So anyway, learning your divine energy center is part of soul realignment. Then I look up who you are as a soul. I can get into your soul group, things like that. Again, describing whatever star system you're from. Anyway, I realize these words are not going to resonate with everyone. And it's really not even about the information, the details. It's about the big picture. It's about energy. It's about, how you were created to give and receive energy. This information alone is life-changing, life-shifting. Because sometimes our minds take us one way. Our experiences, how we've been, you know, sort of programmed to behave, the things that we buy into, beliefs about ourselves, even society, things that are in the collective consciousness that we're taking in that we might not even know we're taking in. This increased consciousness is so valuable. So that's just one aspect. Then in soul realignment, I actually go in and I look up, I've located your soul. And by the way, I do this with just a few pieces of information from you, like your name, date of birth, that sort of thing, just very few pieces of information. And I'm going into your soul record, also known as the Akashic record. You might have heard of this. This is a record of everything your soul has ever experienced, in previous lifetimes, in this lifetime. There's no such thing as time in this dimension. Again, if this stuff overwhelms you, you know, a few years ago, I'd have been right there with you. So just don't, just if you come in with an open heart and you're like, consider this, you know, if you don't believe in the soul, obviously, I don't know why I feel like I have to give all these disclaimers. I think, actually, I do know why, because I grew up in a family surrounded by, amazing souls, but just not, you know, highly conscious, don't believe in the soul, you know, and you can know so much in your mind in that fourth dimension with your mind and ego and just be held back from tapping into this inner awesome. So that's not a judgment. That's my experience. And so that's why I'm just explaining why I'm giving those disclaimers, which I should stop doing because this stuff is amazing. I look up your blocks and restrictions. So like each of us are carrying, we are all carrying things, you know, each of us is carrying, you know, different, blocks and restrictions, you know, of course, big common ones are, you know, guilt or shame. And I look up in your Akashic record, in your soul record, I look up how this originated, whether it was that something you created in this lifetime or in a past lifetime. And I look up the choice that you made out of your free will, because there's always a conscious choice that was made that creates this block. And it might not be a block at the time, you know, it's like, for instance, if let's say you, in one lifetime, you're bullied by kids at school or something, and then you develop this block of isolation. Well, at the time, it might not be a block, right? Isolation might be protecting you. But if you don't heal that aspect of yourself, and then you grow up and you know you're not being bullied anymore, but you still are holding on to that energy, because everything is ultimately energy, right? Our thoughts, all of this, then that would be considered a block and restriction. So that's a very mild example. The stories, if you're ready to hear some stuff that is not so pretty, because usually if it's a block or restriction, otherwise known as a negative karmic pattern, basically because it's taking you out of alignment. It's all about alignment. It's all about like you're creating positive karma every day when you are living in alignment with your divine energy center or centers. Karma is the energy of intention behind your action, okay, behind your conscious choice. Whether or not, and I know I've mentioned this example in the past, like creating the energy, I think it was last week, when I wanted to dive into this stuff, but I felt like it was too much for one episode. Like if you say yes to do something out of obligation, that's a karma, that's creating this energy of obligation, right? So you're creating more of that in your life. Whatever you do, you're creating more of. Because we are co-creating our experiences. So anyway, with soul realignment, I look up your blocks and restrictions, whatever is present. I then share these stories as well as the one specific word for each block and restriction that describes how you're experiencing this in your present day life. Because it's really not about all the information. We all want information. There's so much information out there. We all want, you know, to know things about ourselves, but it needs to not stay in the mind, because if you stay in your mind, you're not going to actually integrate this information. It's all about integration. And that's what I love about this modality. That's why I know I am, I'm just going to say it, I'm the perfect person to share this stuff, because it is completely in alignment with my divine energy centers, which are divine compassion. I have two just to share. If I ever do yours, mine are divine compassion, surprise, surprise. And my secondary is divine communication. Also no surprise. When you make choices that are in alignment with that, you're creating abundance, you're helping yourself heal. And I look up your blocks and restrictions, share with you the stories, in about a 1 hour session. Most of the work for me happens before I speak to you and after. Once I share the information with you about your soul and your blocks and restrictions, the divine energy centers, everything else, it's a lot of information. After the session, I go and I clear, ooh, there go the church bells. I clear your soul record. I clear your Akashic record. And it's not magic. This is really something done with a lot of intention, and it's really powerful. And I'll send you some homework, a clearing. It's very simple stuff, but just to solidify and just to get all this stuff in your mental body, because what I'm clearing is in the fifth through the 10th dimension. Every dimension is less dense, okay? So once you're cleared in the fifth, that's where the soul is, right? The soul is between the fifth and 10th. Your soul record is in the fifth dimension. Again, TMI, probably too much information for some of you. But basically, when I clear this in the fifth dimension, you're cleared from the fifth up to the 10th. The whole thing is cleared. However, I cannot personally clear. This is why this reading goes so well, with if you practice meditation, if you have, if you are exploring different healing modalities. This is so complementary, and I believe it's just so incredibly powerful. Then it's taking this information and solidifying it, just reminding yourself in your fourth dimension, which is again your mind and your ego, and then that translates into your everyday actions in the third dimension, in this physical life in which we are living. It's really powerful, guys. You can hear it in my voice. I'm almost hyperventilating with excitement. And if you do check out my Instagram, Jess King Official, I'm going to be doing more reels about it, because people are finding me in this way. And hopefully through this podcast as well, now that I'm going to be doing it more regularly. But if you have any questions, feel free to email me at jess@jessking.com, jess@jessking.com, or message me on Instagram, Jess King Official. And if you're interested in a session, let me know. Super powerful stuff. And if you're intimidated by it, don't be, please. This is so accessible to everyone. I break it down as a highly spiritual person who actually has my feet very much firmly on the ground in the physical. I really, I do believe that I am meant to hopefully help you heal yourself, because it's not about me healing you. The clearing is one thing, but everything happens through your free wills and actions in the days and weeks and months and years following the session. Once again, I'm focused on one session, because that's where I believe I'm a great entryway into this modality. And the results, hearing things like I slept really well for the first time in 15 years. Someone contacted me and also major sleep problems shifted. Different mindset things that have been issues for years and years are being lifted. And no, it's not magic. It does require your action. This is not a modality if you want a magic wand, you just want everything to be all better or to rush to the finish line. And I'm saying that because that was me at some point. But if you're ready for this, I'm ready for you. And I would love to help you with soul realignment. So anyway, hope you enjoyed that, guys. And I wish you a beautiful day, beautiful week, weekend, whatever it is, wherever you are. And I will catch you really soon. Take good care. Until next time.